Lo, you've had your hands on a lot of the phones and tablets this year.
Yes, I have.
Probably too many.
You know what? It was a great year regardless. No, honestly, there was so much great hardware this year. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult to give a lot of the phones that I reviewed and tablets I reviewed this year less than a 4 out of 5.
That's saying something.
That's how I feel about this year.
Mm. What was the cream of the crop for you? What kind of
Cream of the crop for me was the Huawei Mate Nexus 6P. I think that was the best
phone
of the year.
Hard to deny that one.
I almost said the Galaxy S6, but there's something about stock Android on a really sleek black device that I just couldn't pass up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a nice one. So, okay, so the 6P, obviously, like, that was on my list as well. Have you been tempted, Aaron?
Absolutely. I mean, if I wasn't still really liking my 6, the 6P would be the one I would get for sure. And I've heard lots of great things about it. I mean, people that are using it say, you know, it's fast, it's speedy, it's, you know, looks great, operates wonderfully. So I think that would be the one I would definitely go to if I didn't like my 6. The 6, Nexus 6 does everything I want it to do.
Yeah.
I really
still
don't
performing
feel
well for you, and it's so inexpensive right now.
$250.
$250 for the...
It's crazy. Wow. That's a lot of hardware for $250.
1 year later, and it drops by half.
Yeah. 6P, I think, you know, and the thing about the 6P is it seems to be, so far, the most well-received in the community overall, not just with users, but with reviewers. And it's really making a name for itself.
Yep.
And I think we're seeing – it's getting talked about it in the mainstream media, which, you know, before this, I think it was kind of hit or miss whether people actually saw this as a phone that they would recommend to people, the Nexus brand. I mean, you're recommending the Nexus brand to people. But now you see it. I mean, I see it in the streets. I see people using it all over the place. And the 5X, but the 6P definitely.
I think the 6P, more so, you hear a lot more of the 6P than the 5X.
And I think maybe a little bit of that is because of the iPhone 6 – plus whatever, when they started, we're going to do a 6-inch phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now people have kind of embraced it and they're like, oh, what's this thing? That's pretty cool.
Right.
Thanks, Apple.
Yeah, thanks, Apple.
For doing that for
the
first time.
Yeah.
The note I put in here is it's nice to have a true premium Nexus to be proud of through and through.
Yes,
and
well said.
Which is not to say that the Nexus 6 wasn't nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was a large device, but it was large even for large device fans. You know what I mean? Like the big difference between...
And you've got big hands.
What's that?
You've got big hands.
I've got big hands, but I mean...
It's hard for you to use.
No matter what, the 6 just had a little bit wider of a face versus the 6P.
Yeah, and we could do a side by side
of extra width, you know, made all the difference here. Let me clear some of my notifications because I stockpile...
Oh my goodness.
I stockpile notifications.
I do too.
I mean, it's just a little bit narrower, and it really does make all the difference for reaching across if you're using one hand.
Yeah, it's really hard for me when I'm holding it. Like,
I can't make it.
I can't make it all the way across to unlock the screen.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, see, so if I do this, I'm not going to show my thing, but I mean, it's like I can't quite
get it. Yep. Stretch.
Yep.
So the 6P. And, you know, a lot of people like the 5X, but between the two, obviously, we are choosing the 6P here. What else?
So I actually did a whole, like, best of
column
on Greenbot. The next category I sort of chose was best mid-range device. I actually did a little video, which is kind of adorable. It's me making a joke that you can't hear because the sound is not connected. But anyway,
that's okay.
So for best mid-range phone, I had chosen the Moto X Pure Edition, which I actually flubbed and I said Play Edition in the video. So really sorry about that, everyone. But the Pure Edition. And the thing is, it's not a mid-range phone, but it's a phone. It's a high-end phone at a mid-range price.
Right.
Which is why I put it there. And for like $500? I think less than that. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic device and you can customize it the way you want. It's speedy. It's like the camera is actually good. Finally, Motorola, thank you.
Well, this was a big year for just cameras in general on Android.
I mean, we could have spent a whole show just talking about
Android,
like, the different.
Mm-hmm.
I did so much camera testing this year. So this is definitely the year of the camera.
I get the feeling that you're kind of happy to see 2015 from a hardware perspective, kind of in the rearview mirror, start fresh.
Yeah, sounds but like- it was good because I was busy.
Yeah, that's true.
kept good my job busy. Legitimate. Good so you know what? Keep it coming. It's all right. It's like a farmer with lots of crops, you know? I had so many crops this year, and it was great, and I hope I have more crops next year.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. I don't think that train's slowing down anytime soon. You also have the OnePlus X on your list, which I have on my list, not because I really played around with it very much, but because it made a really good impression on me.
It was really pretty.
From the few times that you brought it in, and just kind of reviews seemed pretty positive on it.
Yeah.
Definitely more so than its other...
Yeah.
A companion device.
So the OnePlus X is $250. And by the way, I just want to backtrack. The Moto X Pure Edition is $350, starts at $350. So just wanted to get that out there. But yeah, the OnePlus X $250, pretty good, like, burner phone. If you just need, like, a backup phone for traveling and it has dual SIM capabilities and Oxygen OS, is pretty close to stock Android. I mean, they don't really... They don't ruin it.
Yeah, Motorola is pretty light, like light touch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, yeah. OnePlus and Motorola are both pretty good about the whole like near stock thing. Mm-hmm. So the only bummer about the OnePlus X is that it doesn't work on all the bands here in the U.S. for T-Mobile and AT&T. So there's one little setback.
Yeah. Let's see here. I did not get a chance to play around with the LG V10. But I think you liked it for the camera stuff.
It was so fantastic. I took it. I took it for Thanksgiving, and I shot long exposure shots at the, you know, late at night at the beach, and I finally got into what it could do, and I just thought it was like it's really phenomenal what LG has managed to do with its camera software this year and its hardware. Good job, LG.
The device kind of hardware always kind of looked a little funky to me.
You know what? It's okay because I realize now it's okay. At first I was like, this is so masculine and bulky. But it's actually pretty rugged. And you kind of want the grippiness on the back is really good when we were like hiking and stuff.
Oh,
like
okay.
That,
so. All right. All right. Good for unlike
the,
camera shots.
Unlike the Nexus 6, right?
yeah, exactly.
You need some grippiness. Grippiness is a good thing.
What else here? Oh, you got, well, I guess phablet.
I put everything into categories.
Category, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So phablet was the Galaxy Note 5. Obviously it is the best with that little stylus. It's fast. That extra gig of RAM really gives it a kick. The screen on it is like near perfection.
Gorgeous, yeah.
It's,
it really is.
You know, granted, yes, I'm sorry guys. It's missing the micro SD. But maybe next year. I have a feeling. I just have
you
a
think
gut.
They're going to bring back the.
I have a feeling they're going to bring it back.
Wow, okay.
That'd be nice.
They have to.
That would be good.
We've been so complaining. We've been complaining so much about it.
Yeah. That's the one thing I really miss on the Nexus 6.
I mean, it's like, absolutely.
I don't want to be forced into paying a lot of money to upgrade to 64 or 128 gig. I just don't.
Just
right?
At the onset.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to have a device that I can put like a bunch of movies on for a trip or something, and then maybe even swap it out.
Well, and you have all those high-res photos you're taking.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Mean, it's got a 16-megapixel camera that shoots at like really big pictures. I was trying to think of the resolution. it just shoots really big pictures, and they're like 3 gig. They're 3 megabytes each, and that you know that adds up really fast.
Really fast, yeah.
An HD video. Yep. Like, you want me to shoot what in like 4K? Are you crazy? Where am I going to put all that stuff?
Yeah. Yep.
Got to go somewhere. This tablet was good. I actually like this a lot. The Galaxy Tab S2.
So good. Mm-hmm. Second year in a row, it was the Tab S series.
The Tab S series is
that
great.
Has a micro SD slot.
There you go.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So I was very happy about
makes
that.
Makes it to the tablet. Maybe not
popped
to the phone now.
A little 64 gigger in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love it because I can put like videos on it and just stream it to the TV with the tablet. It's really fantastic because, you know, the Chromecast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I know the Chromecast?
Yeah, I know. You were tweeting about it too, the Chromecast audio this weekend. It was just it's such a great device and very thin, very easy to cart around.
No, the build quality on that is really awesome.